Okay, I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Shirley Smith. She is the project coordinator with the Yall Family Resource Initiative. Good afternoon, Shirley. How are you?
Hi, Eric. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Very good. This time of the year, exams are coming up. Lots of stress on teenagers and young adults, I suppose, and be quite anxious. So you're going to give us some tips for parents to support teens during the, I suppose, difficult enough exam time.
Yeah, it's a stressful time. And if teenagers are anxious, they might be extra cranky or extra difficult to communicate with. And that can pose problems for parents at home.
Yeah.
So today I thought we'd focus on parent tips to support your teenager during exam time. So that might be summer exams, the junior cert's coming up, the leaving cert's coming up. So it's all applicable.
Yeah, and I suppose the last thing they want their parents to be doing is get the book, get your head stuck in the book, you're not doing enough, you're not doing enough. That's the last thing they want to hear, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I suppose the key thing to know about is for the brain, the wiring that transports the signals for of information. So say if I asked you, what day is it today? You have to go into your memory to figure out today's day. But if you are stressed, the same wires carry the stress response. So the wiring can't do the two things at the one time. So the biggest thing is to try and help your teenager to de-stress. So that means us working extra hard as well to be calm, so that we're someone that is a calming influence on them.
Yeah.
Because when they're stressed, that will impact their ability to think
and to
be able to recall information.
That's interesting. I suppose. Yeah, it makes sense, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So my first tip, I suppose, is to kind of start by putting yourself in their shoes. Go back to remembering what it was like for you to do the leaving cert or the junior cert or summer exams. Mm. How did you feel? Just to kind of empathise, you know, and put yourself in the space of how difficult it might have felt for you at that time. Because it's similar challenges that they're facing. My second tip, I suppose, is giving genuine praise. So it's important when supporting a young person to offer praise and encouragement, but we need to do that in an authentic way. So we're not doing, oh, great job, you're doing an amazing job. You know, that sounds fake.
Yeah.
Teenagers won't buy into it. You know, they'll think, oh, they're bigging me up a bit too much.
Right.
So make sure that your praise is authentic. You know, it's true. Teenagers can be self-critical anyway at the best of times. You know, they're going to, but I suppose at times of exams, that's kind of more heightened. They're going to be they might be talking a lot about, I'm going to fail. I'm definitely going to fail this. I'm no good at school. I'm not, you know, all these anxious thoughts are going to come out. So a good way, I suppose, is to remind them of past successes. Look, you did this, your last maths test, you did really well, you passed it, you know. So I know you can do this, that kind of thing. So remind them of past successes or past times that they overcame a challenge and survived it. Because right now they're consumed with, I got to get past these exams.
Yeah.
And so in that way, you're rephrasing their self-critical comments. Yeah, this feels awful. Right now, you feel like you're going to fail. But remember, the last time you did your maths, you passed it. You did really well. And for some young people, school is a difficult place for them, or they might not feel naturally academic. So just, you know, saying to them, you doing this, I'm proud of you for sitting this exam. So it doesn't matter what the result is, just sitting it is an achievement, and I'm really, you know, you're doing great.
Yeah.
And that's what they need, do you know, if they're less academic.
Unless they need our support rather than us putting pressure on them, I suppose. Putting more pressure and something that's already pressurised.
Yeah, shuts down their ability to recall information when they get stressed. So the biggest thing we want to do is help them to be calm and to de-stress. Rather than putting more pressure. So the more pressure they feel under, the less well they're going to do in the exam.
Yeah.
They need to be calm, because calmness means I can recall the information I know. If I'm stressed, I'm at increased risk of going blank. and not being able to recall it. Mm-hmm. So yeah. being that calming, supportive person. The next tip I have is that young people want to be heard. So open communication is important all of the time, and we know that. But it's even more so during challenging times like exams. Letting a young person know that you're there and for them and ready to listen is key. The thing is that we need to do that in a way that we don't put them under pressure to talk. So how are you doing? How are you feeling?
Yeah,
every 2 minutes would also cause a stress response, okay? So doing things like going for a walk or driving in the car, anything that doesn't involve face-to-face, having to look each other in the eyes, to have a conversation is really good. Just saying, you know, how are you doing? And checking in. And if they don't want to talk about the exams, let that be the space that they can just be themselves in that moment. The other thing to remember when we're listening is that when they do bring up issues, they might just want to let off steam. They may not want you to fix the problem. So don't offer advice unless it's asked for. That's
right.
Key.
So
saying things like, would you like some help with planning for, you know, your study plan? And if they say no, that's fine, I've got it, mom or dad, you know, that's okay. So listen, but not to give advice.
Hard for a lot of people, I would imagine.
Hard for a lot of people, especially when you're in a parenting role. For years, you would have been the one helping them and to figure things out.
Yeah.
With this, I would say, you know, offer your help. Would you like my help with that? But don't offer advice. If I was you, this is what I'd do. That's a bad idea. Very often then they see that as you being critical of them. And remember, their stress response is heightened at this time. So listening without giving advice unless asked, but do offer help. My fourth tip is it's not about the why. So as we've said, open communication is key. But many parents don't know what to say and what not to say when they see their teen is struggling. The default can often be to ask, why? What's the problem? This actually, though, can be really unhelpful. And we just, you know, and it's so it's not about why they feel the way they do. It's about acknowledging the feeling. So I feel stressed. And acknowledging, okay, I hear that you're stressed.
You know,
is there anything I can do to help you with that? Or what would help you, you know? So acknowledge the feeling. Or if they're talking about a problem, think about what they might be feeling and name the feeling.
Yeah, I suppose, but by you acknowledging that, you're actually listening. Yeah, they've heard what I've said.
Yes, it helps them feel heard.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Or if you can see that they're withdrawn or, you know, say, you OK, you look down today or you look, you know, bothered by something. So even when they're not communicating, it's saying you look and name the feeling.
Yeah.
Lets them know that you are looking out for them, that you have their back and that you're there, you know, and that if they want to come to you, they can, you know. So you can work things out together then. You need to encourage the young person to name the emotion that they're feeling. Then help them understand the emotion and show that you understand. So validate how they're feeling. And next, offer some hope and some reassurance. I'm here for you. If you need to talk, I'm here. So waiting, you know, they might be ready to open up at that moment in time. And that's okay. Don't push them to kind of talk. But just say to them, look, I know you're not okay, but I am here for you. And if there's any way that I can help you, I will.
I suppose you're there as a support mechanism. You're there as a sounding board. You know, you're there if you need them. And that's it, really. Like, you know, the best advice you could say is, look, if they want something, they're going to ask for it. And that's it. You know, don't be crowding their space, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Because we can sound like we're overbearing, you know, that every time they see us, we're going to be talking about the exams or we're going to be asking them how they're feeling. And that might make them want to avoid us. And that's something we don't want.
Yeah.
Spend time doing something after and between exams. So after their first exam or before their first exam, say to them, look, would you like to go for something to eat, or do you want to go for a walk, or plan something nice. So, and definitely at the end of the exams, have some kind of a reward planned. You know, we'll go up to the city, or, you know, whatever it is. I don't know what the young person is into. You let the young person have a chat with you about it.
Yeah.
And it's good to plan that now. And the reason for it is, even if the plans change, so even if their friends come along with a better plan and they drop you like a hotcake.
That's good. That's okay.
That's okay, because you asked, you get the kudos for even asking.
Yeah, yeah.
But right now, the young people won't make plans that far in advance. But them making plans with you to do something nice means that they've that carrot to look forward to. So when they're feeling stressed or whatever, you're able to say, you know, we're going to celebrate the end of this, you know, by doing X, Y, or Z. And they have that in their mind. So every time they think about it, you get the kudos, even if it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So, but plan it with them.
And I suppose, like most teenagers like that, you know, they might seem as if they're not listening or they're not taking stuff in, like, but the fact that you've said all these things, like, they can hear that, like, they know what you've said, you know, and that's their backup, even though they're probably not acknowledging it, but it's there, like, and it's out there, I suppose.
Yeah. And for you as a parent, being around a stressed out teenager is really stressful itself.
It's hard as
these
it is.
These emotions are catching, you know, feelings are catching. So definitely do things to look after your own self-care, because when we are calm, we can help our children, you know, our teenager can anchor with us and we can be the calming influence. But if we rise up there in the stress with them, that's definitely not a good thing.
Yeah.
So definitely armor yourself up as a parent to, you know, by doing things that help you manage your stress levels as well.
Yeah, that's good advice too, really. It is, because it's not easy being a parent of a teenager nowadays.
No, and definitely not while they're in the middle of trying to do exams. So.
I know, I've had that t-shirt pulling. I've gone away from all that now, thankfully.
Yeah, exactly. So. The other thing is, we'd love to let people know that we're in your library this Wednesday at 10 o'clock. And the workshop, the free parent workshop, is on connecting with your teenager. So ways to reach out and have conversations and connect with your teenager. And obviously give information then on the range of supports that parents of teenagers can avail of in y'all.
And if people want to go to that, Shirley, how do they need to book it or drop in or whatever?
They can pop into your library and add their name on. They can contact Y'all Family Resource Initiative and info at yallfri@bernardos.ie or info.yallfri@bernardos.ie, or they can just drop in on the morning. So it's at 10 o'clock, it's for 1 hour, and it's a free workshop.
Great stuff. Shirley, thank you very much for coming in once again. Pleasure talking to you, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're welcome.